Bethel's Tribe ONC wants people to come forward regarding allegations of city police mistreating Native people. In addition, the Association of Village Council Presidents released a letter that they sent to Bethel's mayor about the matter. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
In a press release, Gloria Simeon, the president of ONC, Bethel's Tribe, says the council is very disturbed by recent allegations of brutality by a City of Bethel police officer toward an inebriated, quote, Indian male. Simeon says the problem, she believes, is instability with the city administration.
Going on, what, four city managers, it's been hard to set up meetings to deal directly with these problems, and we're hoping that by taking this action and making a press release that we cannot tolerate this kind of behavior and this fear within the community of the Bethel Police Department and people that are in law enforcement, that this must be addressed.
Simeon says ONC's tribal council met with the City of Bethel's acting city manager Greg Moyer and police chief Andre Ashe during their regular monthly meeting on August 6th. They discussed allegations of police brutality made by Linda Green through a letter to the editor of the Delta Discovery newspaper on July 23rd. Simeon says the ONC Tribal Council has concerns about how the police are treating these categories of people.
The stereotypical Native male who is targeted by authority figures, it seems to be a problem not only here but in other areas. Women alone at night on the streets are also very vulnerable. And, of course, people who are inebriated and do not have control of their faculties are certainly the most vulnerable. And those are the people that we need to protect.
Simeon says the ONC Council hopes to work with the Bethel City Council to ensure that there are not violations of basic human rights and to improve the relationship of the Bethel Police Department with the community they serve.
I'm hoping that we can work together and deal with this issue. It's all in our best interest to make this community safe for everyone, and we all should be treated with dignity and respect, no matter what our circumstances or our condition.
City of Bethel officials repeatedly declined to talk with KYUK last week about the allegations and investigation. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.